Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Avram Goldhar and today Mezekhus Nazir Daf Yoches, the third parak Mishamar. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was Tana Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, V'kidash es roshem b'yomohu, and he will sanctify his head on that day, referring to the Nazir Tamei beginning his Naziris of Tahara. This means, b'yom avas karbonosav, on the day of the bringing of his karbonos, meaning the eighth day of the Tahara process, according to the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi bar Rebbe Yehuda says, b'yom tikach haso, it means on the day of his shaving, meaning the seventh day. The Gemara later explains that Rebbe's opinion is because the Pasuk first says, and he will atone for him having sinned regarding the dead person, referring to his bring karbanas, and then he will sanctify his head on that day. So that day must refer to the day of karbanas. Rebbe Yossi counters the words bayomahu on that day are extra and must be excluding the eighth day to teach that he begins on the seventh day. Rebbe responds that on that day teaches that he begins counting even before any karbanas are actually brought. The Gemara will later present two additional opinions on this matter. Point number two, a Mishnah states, Nazir shinit matumas harbe, a Nazir that became tummy many times, enu mevi el carbon elchad, only brings one carbon set for tuma. Rav Chis explained that this Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, who said that Naziris Tahara begins on the seventh day. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches that if he became tummy on multiple seventh days, following multiple tumos, he only brings one carbon. Although Ishami had begun his Naziris Tahara, and it was suspended by his new Tuma, because he became Tami before he could bring his Karbanas, he does not bring additional Karbanas. According to Rebbe's opinion, however, the Mishnah is untenable. If he became Tami on multiple seventh days, Kula Tuma Richnihi, they are all one long Tuma, since he holds a new Naziris, does not begin until the eighth day, and the Mishnah cannot describe them as multiple Tumos. If he became tummy on multiple 8 days, separate karbanos would be required for the additional tumos, since the karbanos could have been brought that day. And point number three, earlier, the Gemara had discussed two opinions of Tanaim, that Naziris Tahara begins on either the seventh or eighth day of his Tahara process. Here, the Gemara presents two more opinions. The Chachamim say that even if he became tummy on the eighth day, he does not bring additional karbanos. If he became tummy after having brought his karban chatas, he will become obligated in additional karbanos, because they hold, hevi chatas vol hevi asham mona. If he brought his chatas and did not yet bring his asham, he begins to count Naziris Tahara. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osha, Rabbi Yochum ben Brocha goes further and says, Keshem shechatasu ikvatu, just as the chatas restrains him from counting anew, ken hashama me'akva, so does the asham restrain him from counting. He thus begins his naziris only after bringing the asham, and only tumah thereafter would require new karbanas. The Gemara explains how each Tana uses the exclusionary phrase on that day. The Chachamim say it teaches that he begins naziris even before bringing the asham. And Rabbi Shmuel says it teaches that he begins naziris before bringing the ola. The Gemara then explains the source of each opinion. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a braisa. It says in the Pasuk, V'kidash es roshem b'yomohu, and he will sanctify his head on that day, referring to the Nazir Tamei, beginning his Naziris of Tahara. This means, b'yom havas karbonosav, on the day of the bringing of his karbonos, meaning the eighth day of the Tahara process, according to the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi bar Rebbe Yehuda says, b'yom tikach haso, it means on the day of his shaving, meaning the seventh day. The Gemara later explains that Rebbe's opinion is because the Pasuk first says, and he will atone for him having sinned regarding the dead person, referring to his bring karbanas, and then he will sanctify his head on that day, so that day must refer to the day of karbanas. Rebbe Yossi counters the words bayomahu on that day are extra and must be excluding the eighth day to teach that he begins on the seventh day. Rebbe responds that on that day teaches that he begins counting even before any karbanas are actually brought. The Gemara will later present two additional opinions on this matter. Point number two, a Mishnah states, Nazir shinit matumas harbe, a Nazir that became tummy many times, enu mevi el carbon elchad, only brings one carbon set for tuma. Rav Chis explained that this Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, who said that Naziris Tahara begins on the seventh day. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches that if he became tummy on multiple seventh days, following multiple tumos, he only brings one carbon. Although Ishami had begun his Naziris Tahara, and it was suspended by his new Tuma, because he became Tami before he could bring his Karbanas, he does not bring additional Karbanas. According to Rebbe's opinion, however, the Mishnah is untenable. If he became Tami on multiple seventh days, Kula Tuma Richnihi, they are all one long Tuma, since he holds a new Naziris, does not begin until the eighth day, and the Mishnah cannot describe them as multiple Tumos. If he became tummy on multiple 8 days, separate karbanos would be required for the additional tumos, since the karbanos could have been brought that day. And point number three, earlier, the Gemara had discussed two opinions of Tanaim, that Naziris Tahara begins on either the seventh or eighth day of his Tahara process. Here the Gemara presents two more opinions. The Chachamim say that even if he became Tami on the eighth day, he does not bring additional karbanas. If he became Tami after having brought his karban chatas, he will become obligated in additional karbanas because they hold, hevi chatas v'lehevi asham omona. If he brought his chatas and did not yet bring his asham, he begins to count Nazir's tahara. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochum ben Brocha goes further and says, Keshem shechatasu ikvatu, just as the chatas restrains him from counting anew, can ashamu me'akva, so does the asham restrain him from counting. He thus begins his naziris only after bringing the asham, and only tuma thereafter would require new karbanas. The Gemara explains how each Tana uses the exclusionary phrase on that day. The Chachamim say it teaches that he begins naziris even before bringing the asham. And Rabbi Shmuel says it teaches that he begins naziris before bringing the ola. More than explains the source of each opinion. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Yud Ches, and our standard Simon is a chuppah, because Ben Yud Ches chuppah, someone who's 18, should go to chuppah. So here goes. The Tamei Nazir Chassan standing under his hairy chuppah on the eighth day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his karbanas, had his one set of karbanas standing by for the multiple times he became Tamei, and jumped for joy when the rabbi told him that he can start his Naziris of Tahara as soon as he brings his chatas. Once again, it's a motion. The Tami Nazir Chassan standing under his hairy chuppah, that must be on Daf Yud Ches. The Tami Nazir Chassan standing under his hairy chuppah on the eighth day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his karbanas, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, V'kidash es rosh b'yamahu, and he will sanctify his head on that day, referring to the Nazir Tami beginning his Nazir's Tahara. This means, on the day of his bringing his karbanas, the eighth day of his Tahara process. This is according to the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi bar Rebbe Yehuda says it means on the day of his shaving, meaning the seventh day. So the Tami Nazir Chassan standing on his hairy chuppah on the eighth day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his karbanas, had his one set of karbanas standing by for them multiple times. He became Tami, which reminds us one brings only one set of karbanas tuma for multiple tumas. So the Tami Nazir Chassan standing under his hairy chuppah on the eighth day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his karbanas, had his one set of karbanas standing by for them multiple times. He became Tami, and jumped for joy when the rabbi told him that he can start his Naziris of Tahara as soon as he brings his Chatas. Which reminds us, the Chachamim hold that one begins his Naziris Tahara after bringing his Chatas, and Rabbi Shmuel holds he begins his Naziris Tahara after bringing his Asham before bringing the Ola. So once again, the Tami Nazir Chassan standing under his hairy chuppah on the eighth day of his Tahara, the day he was scheduled to bring his Karbanas, had his one set of Karbanas standing by for the multiple times, he became Tami, and jumped for joy when the rabbi told him that he can start his Naziris of Tahara as soon as he brings his Chatas. All right, so now it's time for four Bala Ba'a Chazar. Daf Yadot. So the Zimmer Daf Yadot is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The hairy juggler. Juggler, that must mean one Daf Yadot. Yad, hand. The hairy juggler who said he would juggle while being a Nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, which reminds us, Rava asked, if one declared to be a Nazir after 20 days and 100-day Nazir from now, what is the halacha? Do we say that he does not want his 100-day Naziris interrupted by a short-term Naziris and it does not begin until after his 30-day term is complete? Or do we say that since, even if it will be interrupted, there will still remain 80 days to his first Naziris, longer than a full 30-day growth, he does not mind its interruption and it begins immediately? So the hairy juggler said he would juggle while being a Nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, and then restarted his Naziris because he became Tamei while his Naziris was interrupted by his Tzaras, which reminds us a Nazir becomes a Metzor does not forfeit any prior days but cannot count days towards his Naziris until he's purified. Nitma b'mei Tzaras, so if he became Tamei during his days of Tzaras, Rav Yochanan says he forfeits the days counted before Tzaras, and Rish Lakish says he does not. So the hairy juggler said he would juggle while being a Nazir after 20 days and 100 days from now, and then restarted his Naziris because he became Tamei while his Naziris was interrupted by his Tzaras, was glad to learn that he would not be required to start again if he became Tamei on a day of hair growth. Which reminds us, the Gemara states, Nitma b'yom gidol seir, if he became Tamei on a day of hair growth, Rav says he does not forfeit his completed Naziris, even according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion in the previous cases. In those cases, he was within the term of an actual Naziris, but here, gidol seir mishlam Nazirisu, the extra time for hair growth, is merely a supplement to the Naziris. Shmuel says he does forfeit his Naziris, even according to Rish Lakish's opinion in the previous cases. In those cases, there were two separate Naziris terms, according to Rish Lakish's view, whereas here it's one term of Naziris, so any tumah causes forfeiture of the entire term. Dav Tezvav. So the Simran Dav Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The fruit bowl maker, that must be one Dav Tezvav. Fruit bowl. The fruit bowl maker who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris for his Naziris that marked the birth of a son. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches that one who said, I'm a Nazir, when I have a son and a Nazir for 100 days, if a son is born up until the 70th day, he has lost nothing, meaning both terms are counted simultaneously. But if he was born after the 70th day, he forfeits, meaning he must suspend his term to count his sons, since his son's term would end later than his. Rav says, Yom Shivim Olo Lakan Lakan. The 70th day counts for both his and his son's terms. The start of the day counts for his term, and when his son is born that day, the latter part of that day counts for his son's term. So the fruit bowl maker, who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris for his Naziris that marked the birth of his son, sent a fruit bowl to cheer up the Aval, who didn't cut his hair before Yantav, and must let it grow through the Shloshim, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, if a burial is 8 days before Yantav, the Tanna Kamma says the Shloshim ends, and the Aval may cut his hair on Erev Yantav, but if he did not, he may not cut it after Yantav. He holds that the permit was a special dispensation for the honor of Yantav, and if he didn't utilize it, the Shloshim continues after Yantav. Avashul disagrees, even if he didn't cut his hair before Yantav, he can cut it after. Just as keeping 3 days ends the law of Shiva, so too keeping 7 days ends the law of Shloshim. So the fruit bowl maker, who was so happy that he could count the 70th day of his 100-day Naziris, for his Naziris had marked the birth of his son, sent a fruit bowl to cheer up the Aval who didn't cut his hair before Yantav, and must let it grow through the Shloshim, and sent another one to the Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, who saw blood again and couldn't eat the Pesach, but was exempt from bringing a Pesach Sheni, which reminds us that if a Karm Pesach was shechted and the blood sprinkled for Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom on her second day, which is the potential clean day, and then she saw another blood discharge, she cannot eat the Pesach being Tameh, yet she's exempt from making a Pesach Sheni. Daf Tes Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Tes Zayin is an acrobat with big toes. So here goes. The acrobat Nazir with large hairy toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must be on Daf Tes Zayin, toes. The acrobat Nuz with large hairy toes, who took a giant leap to avoid becoming Tummy on the 100th day, lest it restart again, which reminds us, the third parag begins with four cases which were discussed in detail on Daf Hei and Daf Vav regarding the machlokas of standard Naziris is 29 or 30 days. In one case, a Nuzir of 100 days becomes Tummy on the 100th day. According to the Tanna Kamma, he begins anew, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, must observe only a 30-day term. If he became Tummy on the 101st day, he is rabbinically required to observe another 30-day period to avoid confusion with the 100th day. Rabbi Eliezer does not accept this enactment. So the acrobat Nuz with large hairy toes, who took a giant leap to avoid becoming Tummy on the 100th day, lest it restart again, landed in a cemetery right next to someone who had accepted his Naziris there and hadn't left for 30 days. Which reminds us, the next mission states, Mishan Nazir Behuba Basic Pharos, one who declared Naziris while in a cemetery. Even if he's there for 30 days, they do not count towards his term, and he does not bring a carbon tuma, which a Nazir normally would bring, since he began his Naziris in a tuma state. So the acrobat Nazir with large hairy toes, who took a giant leap to avoid becoming Tameh on the 100th day, lest it restart again, landed in a cemetery right next to someone who had accepted his Naziris there and hadn't left for 30 days, and who asked for a cup of wine because he didn't think his cemetery Naziris had taken effect. Which reminds us, the Gemara records Malchokas about a declaration of Naziris inside a cemetery. Rav Yochanan says, Naziris chal olav, Naziris takes effect upon him because he holds that it's left suspended, and when it finds a Tahara state, it takes effect automatically. He is therefore bound by all Naziris restrictions even before becoming Tahor. Rish Lakish says, ain't Naziris chal olav, Naziris does not take effect on him. Daf Yud Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The Hari used car salesman. Used car salesman? That must be Ron Duff Yud Zion. The Hari used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting Malkas, which reminds us, Marba Ravashi revised Malkas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan regarding taking effect, all agree that Naziris takes effect even in a state of Tumah. Rather, they argue regarding receiving Malkas for intentional Tumah. Yochanan holds that he would get Malkas and is only excluded for Karbanas Tumah. Reish Lakish holds that just as he does not bring Karbanas Tumah, so too he does not incur Malkas for intentional Tumah. The Gemara eventually brings a Braisa which explicitly states that he would receive Malkas for Tumah, and Reish Lakish's opinion is refuted. So the hairy used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting Malkas, and boasting about the hearse's Shita Teva Umigdal feature, when the bottom opened and exposed a Nazir who then lingered there, which reminds us, Rav inquired about a Nazir in a cemetery, is Shehiyah, lingering, required to incur Malkas or not? The Gemara clarifies Rav's inquiry was speaking where he entered the cemetery in a Shita Teva Umigdal, a carriage trunk or closet, thus avoiding Tuma, and his friend came and opened the floor under him without his consent, exposing him to the Tuma of the cemetery. About this case, Rava asks if he'll receive malchus for willingly remaining even minimally, or only after lingering as by tumah in the base of Migdash. So the hairy used car salesman trying to sell a used hearse to the Nazir in a cemetery, getting malchus, and boasting about the hearse's Shita Teva Umigdal feature when the bottom opened and exposed a Nazir who then lingered there, couldn't even sell him a used shaving kit, since a Tame who became a Nazir does not shave for his Duma. Which reminds us, Rav Ashi inquired, if one declared Naziris in a cemetery, does he require shaving or not? This refers to the shaving of the head required by a Nazir who became Tame on the seventh day of his purification process before bringing Karbonos on the eighth. The Gemara on the following daf brings a conclusive proof that a Tame who became a Nazir does not shave for his Duma. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf to Melchokos to be Yochan Rish Lakish, whether one who accepted Naziris in a state of Tumah gets Malchus for intentional Tumah? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf to Melchokos when Naziris of Tahar begins, whether it's the 8th day when Kabbanus abroad or on the 7th day when the Nazir shaves? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 3. Which daf to have a question if Naziris inside a cemetery requires shaving for his Tumah? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf did Malchus Tanakam Rabbi Eliezer? What happens if a 100-day Nazir becomes Tami on the 100th day? That's on daf Tazayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss what the halacha is if one declared to be a Nazir after 20 days and a 100-day Nazir from now? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number 6. Which stuff when the Rav says the 70th day counts for both the Nazir's 100-day term and for the term marking the birth of his son? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff when the one brings only one set of Kabbanas Tumah for multiple Tumos? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that one who declared Nazirus won a cemetery, even if he was there for 30 days, they do not count towards his term and he does not bring a carbon Tumah? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that the Chamim hold that Naziris of the heart begins after the Nazir brings his Chatas, and Rishmol says it's after the Ashim is brought before the Ola? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we question if Shehiyah lingering is needed for a Nazir in a cemetery in order to be Chayv Malkus? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.